pretty hard to top Dave Johnson.
That's for sure.
That comes through was just absolutely amazing. I took a whole page of notes, which are in a different room right now because I had to run out to get to an area where it was quiet so I could talk. But very interesting to go into and listen to the last half of the call there and just some of the things. I know Brody has sure been excited about the bone health seminars, and they have the sponsoring that they've done has just been amazing. So, with the osteodynamics.
It's just incredible. It's just incredible. I'm on YouTube right now. I've got a thing on no more insulin for me. Maybe it's talking about that. I think it's just so much information. It's almost hard for me to get organized sometimes.
Right. No, there's just a lot out there. Let's have fun.
Hello?
Hello, how are you today?
Jagger from Newport News, Virginia.
How are you doing today?
Hey, I have a question I just want to throw out there.
Uh-huh.
I'm new with NECAN a couple of months, actually 3 months, and I just went sober this week. And I'm concerned about being sure that I'm following NECAN's guidelines as far as medical claims. And so when we see these people sharing their testimonies and then they're connecting it to a product, are we able to go ahead and post those in videos, or are we actually, you know, leading people to believe that our products, you know, can do things that, you know, we're not supposed to be saying that they can? So I'm a little bit...
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, this is Dave Bowensky. I'm a platinum. I've been involved for 10 years. And what I tell people, which is really the bottom line, easy way to get around that that medical tie-in, is tell people that we cannot make medical claims. We're prohibited from making medical claims because NECAN is purposely avoided having their products be designated and controlled as medical products, okay? So we don't even want to go there with the FDA and all the regulatory agencies and everything that would go into tying our product into the medical system, because we want to avoid that at all costs, because these are all natural. There's no medical product tie-in to what we do. Everything we do is just natural energy, if that makes sense to you. Alright, so what I tell people, and this works really, really well, is that we don't make medical claims, but because our products give our bodies what our bodies need for our bodies to heal themselves, which our bodies are designed to heal themselves, if they end up having all of what they require, and that is from earth energy, air energy, water energy, nutritional energy, and that kind of stuff, okay? So all of those energies is what NECAN markets. They market those energies that are all natural. And so we don't make medical claims. We just get medical results using the technology, okay? So that really will help you a lot, and the fact
basically that... Basically, what you're telling me is that you're using a disclaimer, but you're still sharing the story.
That's right. You share your own personal story because no one can discount what happened to you personally, all right? So whatever happened to you is a personal testimony, just so that you understand why I'm so excited about NECAN. Is I just share the fact that my leg was saved from amputation by using the NECAN technologies, all right? Because I was involved in an extremely serious motorcycle accident back in 1982, and even 18 years after the accident, I was still oozing out infection from my leg. And I was a major in the Air Force at the time, and fortunately for me, a guy introduced this technology to me, And I just had phenomenal results. I mean, the very first night on the Neekin sleep system, I knew that I had a hold of something miraculous, all right? Prior to sleeping on the Neekin sleep system, I never got a good night's sleep for all those 18 years because my leg, because of the damage to my leg, it would just move all night long. Of course, we know now, because back then they didn't know what it was. 10 years ago, they never heard of restless leg. Alright, but I had developed restless leg syndrome in my right leg, and it prevented me from sleeping. And that is a big part of why the infection wouldn't go away, because that is the only time your body repairs itself, is when you get into the deep levels of REM sleep.
Okay, I got what you're saying, that you can share, this is what happened to me, but we can't make any medical claims for our products, but this is what happened to this person, and this is what happened to this person.
That's correct.
Okay. I hear you, and I understand that. I guess what I just need to be sure is that whatever I'm sharing, that I have that disclaimer obviously evident. And I thank you for your testimony. It's wonderful.
That's right.
My other question, if you don't mind.
Go ahead.
I don't know who else is on, but I know I was on the Wednesday call. I listened to it. And I don't want to sound like I'm not excited about the possibilities of our products. However, I read the conclusion and actually read the study, the Weintraub study on diabetic neuropathy. I mean, the conclusion clearly states, you know, that failed to demonstrate a positive effect on pain modulation, but the potential effects of the skin biopsy data suggest future studies using higher, you know, dosimetry, you know, stronger magnets and a longer duration and a bigger biopsy group. You know, when you actually crunch the numbers, it was like 29% of 14 people showed some increase in nerve fibers, and the details on the biopsy are not real evident in the study. I don't want to overhype something that shows that, well, there's a possibility that maybe at some time in the future that. So are we saying, like, okay, even if it's 7 people out of, you know, 299, that's enough to get excited about because there was an increase?
The point that you need to keep in mind when you're working with these kind of studies is what you tell people is you don't promise them anything, okay? What you do tell them is that, here, just try this technology. And you tell me what your results are, all right? And I have never seen in all my 10 years working Neekin where people have not at least got some benefit from the energy. It might not have been a miraculous, a miraculous turnaround, but I have never seen the Neekin technologies fail to improve the quality of life of the individual that is using it. Okay, and it might not be a miraculous overnight transformation, but because of the way the energy works with your body's energy, the body energy ends up making your body work at its optimum level. Your body is malfunctioning when it's not using this technology. It is.
I'm 100% in agreement with you there. I guess personally, being maybe with a scientific background, I have concerns that we might, the general public might be upset by, you know, some of the stuff that we're seeing. And I would hate to find out that we're crossing the line.
Yeah, basically, you can't go wrong when you put that disclaimer out front. Okay, up front. So you will never be in danger of crossing the line as long as you give that disclaimer that you do not make medical claims. But you can always tell them that what we do is provide their bodies the best opportunity that their body has for repairing itself.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure.
What's your name again, sir? What was your, you were in the military?
Right. I was a major in the U.S. Air Force. At the time, I was introduced to NECAN, and they were in the process of medically boarding me out because they said my leg was going to continue degenerating until they would have to amputate below my right knee. And I ended up just having such a phenomenal result with the technology that the military doctors, just 3 months after getting on the technology, they said, it's a miracle. We don't know what you're doing or what just happened to you, but we are removing all profiles from your record. Because if you're, I don't know if you're familiar with the military, but if you're not worldwide deployable capable, you cannot maintain your status. And I was 17 years into my military career, and they were talking about booting me out. And that had just a devastation, a huge devastating effect on me. So, when I ended up getting all the technologies and 3 months later, they gave me basically a clean bill of health and said that your leg is no longer has a chance of being amputated. In fact, your leg is no longer degenerating, it's regenerating. And they ended up basically, when they pulled on my profiles, I went on and made Lieutenant Colonel and got a full pension, and that's why I'm so excited about NECAN.
Oh, well, that's great. That's great. Yeah, that's great.
Sir, fantastic testimony.
Okay.
Sir?
Yes.
This is Justine from Hobart, Indiana. What is your name?
I'm Dave Barwinski, and you spell that Barwinski. I'm a front-level platinum to Mac and Pat. Most everybody knows who Mac and Pat are.
Right. Well, thank you for sharing all this with us. We greatly appreciate this information.
Sure.
How does one get a hold of you?
Well, you can get, probably the best way would be by email. And I'll just give you my email. It's really easy. It's David Barwinski. It's spelled D-A-V-I-D. Barwinski at yahoo.com.
Okay. Spell your last name again. I'm sorry. I got a couple different spellings.
Right. It's really phonetic, very simple. Bar, win, and ski. So it's Barwinski.
Okay, and is there a Yahoo or?
Right, at yahoo.com.
At Yahoo, okay, thank you.
Sure.
Do you know how to get, I'm very computer literate, how does one go in, like say, he said with your iPod or your iPhone or something, how do you go into this YouTube or whatever to pick up these things that Dave Johnson said we could pick up?
That's a good question. I am not, I don't have an iPod, so is there anybody else on the call that has that knowledge?
My granddaughter does, and I can have her do it for me.
This is Kathleen. Yeah, I have an iPod, and if you go to the iTunes store, you don't have to have an iPod to do this, by the way. Anyone can download iTunes from Apple. Then you go to the iTunes store, and you click on the podcast link, then you type in the call of the leader, for instance, and you subscribe to that podcast, and it's a week, automatically, that podcast from Dave Johnson will go into your iTunes, which is on your computer, and you can listen to it. You can also download all the previous ones, by the way, because they're in the iTunes library in Apple. And then when you get an iPod, if you get an iPod, you can transfer them to your iPod, but you can always listen to them on your computer.
And did he say that you could access that from his Facebook site? Is that right?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't hear about the Facebook part. I was just telling you how you can get them on your own computer.
Okay.
How you can download them to your computer. I can go check right now and look at his Facebook site. But
what he was saying about his Facebook site, he was just mentioning that Rick Moran had put together a blog, and a link to it is there on the Facebook site.
Oh, okay.
And also, you can go to teamspokane.com, and there used to be a lot of information there. He's changed it around a little bit. I think that's Dave's site, one of Dave's sites.
What's the name of that one again? What did you just say?
Teamspokane.com. And there's a tremendous amount of information there. And also his personal website, areyouexcited.com.
Are You Excited, does he link to the Spokane site?
To be honest with you, I haven't been there for a long time because I don't remember.
Okay.
I used to be spending all my time playing with the web and creating my allswell.org site. And all the different things. I've recorded probably over 1,000 calls and put them on the web. And I've got links there to Dennis and Ruth's site. In fact, all the 5 top leaders in the company, I've got links to their sites.
And what's that site?
That's Allswell, ALLSWELL.org. And there's links to Dave and Valerie's site, Reed Nelson's site with the Team Diamond, Dennis and Ruth's site, YBHurton.com and Biz, the Enzymes site. They're not in the top 5, but there's links to Dennis Estes' site, to a couple different links to the Mike DiMuccio site, and just a lot of great information there. Links to the calls with Char Rogers.
But as a result of being on Taxotere, on like 50 different medications for 2.5 years, on the first day that I put my feet on Maxta, the pain, the burning, all my symptoms in my feet completely disappeared, and that got me hooked into these products.
Can you give your email address out?
I'm Kathleen.Jager at ynail.com.
And how do you spell Jager?
J-A-E-G-E-R. And I just got my Nikon website, and this week I signed up for InTouch as well.
Okay, so that's Kathleen.Jager at what again?
Ynail.
Why? Those spelled out words?
No, it's just the letter Y and then now. Yahoo started a whole new way of getting a Yahoo account. And this new, you know, so if, let's say your name was taken up on Yahoo, you can do Y now and probably find a good, you remember.
Is that Kathleen with a K or a C?
K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Vager.
I'm sorry, the phone cut out. That began with a C or a K?
K.
Okay,
My website is www.beacon.com/living_well.
Living under what?
And then the dash, it's an underscore. The underscore is a character on the.
Okay, you can please repeat that. www.nakin.com/living_
Underscore. Well, W-E-L-L.
Oh. Thank you.
Welcome.
That's pretty exciting, Kathleen. So how long ago was it that you had the cancer?
2005. I had neoadjuvant chemotherapy. And then ended up having to have breast removal. I'm still challenged with my hands and my fingers. And I got a sleep system. And I am drinking the water and using nutritional. And have weaned myself off with doctor's approval about 9 of the 14 medications I've been on. And my neurologist is fascinated with MagSep. I'm getting him interested, you know, I'm trying to get him interested in actually looking further into the research. And so actually this Weintraub study I will share with him, although I don't know what he's going to think about the conclusion. But it certainly is worthwhile sharing with his patients that have no relief in their peripheral neuropathy. It certainly worked for me. And in fact, he did some poking around in my feet, you know, with needles and stuff, and your knees with a hammer to see what's going on with your peripheral neuropathy. And I've shown improvements seen him before. So he's watched me to see what's going on.
Excellent. I think you, are you on a speakerphone?
Hold on, I'll turn that off.
Kathleen. Back yet?
I think he's taking...
Yeah, I'm off the speakerphone now.
Oh, that's much better. Much better.
Okay, thank you. So I found out that there's lots of boxes in this business, and that, you know, I can do the three-way with him and, you know, have him speak to some other neurologists around the country, or even Dr. Weintraub. So I'm learning about the ABC calls and, you know, plan on using them more.
Yeah, it's a great way to go because you end up not having to be the issue. You just end up tying them into once they're talking to their peers, and all of a sudden the light comes on for a good percentage of them. I mean, there's going to be X number of Western trade and doctors that are going to poo-poo the whole thing, but that's okay because you know, it's just they're just going to have egg on their face 10 years from now. But that's their thing. All we know is changing people's lives.
Okay. a light bulb, you know, I had an aha moment on this call. One of the side effects of being on an aromatase inhibitor, which is a cancer-preventing drug that a lot, probably all, of women who have breast cancer have to be on after they finish their chemo for up to 5 years, causes depletion of your bone, leak of your bone. And, you know, my oncologist said I needed to consider going on some kind of, like Sofamax or Boniva on the bone health pack and fine bone density, actually, on the 22nd of September, because I'm very anxious to see for myself how I improve. That's a whole other market, a whole other group of concerned people about their bones that I can certainly reach out to as I go to my cancer. That's exciting to know that there's an alternative to people without the side effects, you know, that we've been hearing about, the devastating side effects of this biophosphonate.
So you just made silver this past month?
I was actually looking at my, this month, I believe I've reached silver with my volume, and I have seven people at a seven consultants underneath, and so it was just a question of getting my financials up, and I believe that at the end of this month I will qualify for silver. I am going to convention.
Excellent.
Very excited about that. I did the Business 21 Club at the sister, who was my sponsor, and also we got $900 in back bonus. I can't remember what the name of that is again.
Yeah, the back bonus. Excellent.
Yeah. So I had a great month last month, and now having a great month this month is out of business. I cannot keep a full-time job because of my physical cancer. I'm on disability from work and ended up on Social Security disability. So I'm excited that I may be in income where I won't have to be on Social Security. Found a perfect, perfect career for myself where I can hit my own hours, work as long as I can, strengthen my physical abilities and, you know, my time constraints. I can't find anything more perfect.
How old are you, Kathleen, if you don't mind? Saying.
Excuse me?
How old are you, if you don't mind saying?
58 years old.
Say that one more time.
58.
Excellent.
58. 58.
Okay.
I'm 58 years old. I could not return to work because I couldn't work an 8-hour day because of my challenges. But I can talk. And that's really, and we can. That's what we do. We share our hearts. And, you know, I feel like I'm still here on this earth for a reason. And then when I went to Human Seeing More, I discovered that reason. And like all of us, I guess we're hoping to change the world, you know, one person at a time.
Yeah.
Certainly say, if I had had a wellness home, you know, years ago, I really honestly don't believe I would have been in the situation that I found myself with. You know, I can't say for sure, but that's my personal feeling. So I'm on a whole new direction in my life to wellness, and it's very exciting.
Excellent.
Kathleen?
Yes?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
What was your email address, or did you even give it out? This is Mary Lou in Texas, and you've been great. Just shared with us.
Hi, Mary Lou. My email address is Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N.
Hold on just a second. It was a garble there. Okay, say it again.
K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Jager, J-A-E-E-R, at ynail.com.
Okay. The Kathleen was just
K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N, or?
Yes, that's right.
Jagger, J-A-G-G-E-R, at
K-A-T, is an Edward, G-E-R.
I guess I'm just still having trouble with the...
Okay.
One more time.
Kathleen dot J as in Juliet, A as in Apple, B as in Edward, G as in Golf, C as in Edward, R as in Romeo, at ynow.com.
Thank you. I just missed that E, and I knew I had it wrong. Thank you.
Are you going to convention?
Yes, I would, and that's why I thought I might run into you. I'd like to know.
We'll have to meet up. I'm very excited about it. I'm attending.
Great.
And there's a number of us in our group that are going to be attending.
I'll email you and find out for you being like.
That'd be great. I would love to meet you. Dave, are you still on?
Say that again. Are you back on the speakerphone again?
I'm not on speakerphone.
Okay, yeah, we're getting echo from somewhere, somebody.
I wanted to speak to Dave, who was the report.
Right, this is David.
Yeah, I live in the North Virginia area, where there's about 60 military bases, and I will be sending you an email because I'd like to get your phone number, because I speak to some officers not ready to retire.
Yeah, this is a good plan B. Unfortunately, a lot of officers, they end up going into either government contract work or into civil service type work after they retire, and they just keep on doing what they were doing in the military, but they end up, and they're not real entrepreneurial in most cases. I mean, there are some exceptions. I do have a brigadier general that signed up but never did much of anything, and I had a full-bird colonel who signed up and didn't do a whole lot either. But, you know, I can tell you that, you know, there is a potential out there that you might find an entrepreneurial officer, but it's rare.
Is your testimony available online anywhere?
Yeah, you can get it right off of my website, and I'll give that to you. It is www.nican.com /Dave, not David, Dave, D-A-V-E, Barwinski, B-A-R-W-I-N-S-K-I. And it's right there at the more info.
Thank you. I'm going to be signing off. It was great being with you.
Yeah, it was great talking to everyone, and we'll all sign off, and you guys all have a wonderful weekend day.